USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House remains upbeat about reaching a bipartisan agreement on a huge infrastructure package. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting progress is being made in the Senate. The main sticking point, how to pay for it. As calls for defunding the police continue across the country in major U.S. cities, Minneapolis is one of several major cities experiencing a spike in violent crime, with murders up by double digits in New York, Chicago, and Atlanta as well. Murders up by over 800% in Portland. As far as what's leading to the violence, columnist and author for the Wall Street Journal, Heather McDonald, believes
the cops are backing off and criminals are emboldened. And if we don't turn this around, this is going to be a very bad summer.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Many Texans are celebrating as a major gun law is passed by the legislature.
Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The official start of the hurricane season is June 1st. Miami Police Chief Art Acevedo is reminding everyone to get ready now as preparation is key.
Remember, the Miami Police Department, we will deploy, we will be here for you, but we need you to help us by you being prepared.
Acevedo reminding everyone the common sense preparation tips.
To not take hurricanes for granted, to understand that you need to be prepared to be self-sustaining as a family, to have enough water, enough non-perishable goods and food to last you anywhere from 3 to 7 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is ready to sign a bill that would ban cities from defunding police. The Texas State House passing the bill that prevents local governments from cutting law enforcement budgets without voter approval. The governor telling Fox News there will be stiff penalties for cities that try to defund the police.
We're going to defund the city. We're going to prohibit cities from being able to annex in the future, but also allow people who have been annexed for 30 years to be able to de-annex, because they were annexed and they were paying money into the city for the purpose of being able to receive police protection. And then the last thing I'll add to you, and that is the state of Texas Department of Public Safety, they will provide additional policing in the city of Austin. However, it's going to be the city of Austin sales tax revenue that will be paying for the state law enforcement to make sure that there will be safety and security in the city of Austin.
Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer is lifting restrictions on distancing at restaurants after she was caught over the weekend violating a rule that limited seating parties of six or less at restaurants. Last month, Whitmer took a private jet to Florida to see her ailing father, despite blaming travel to Florida for high rates of infections in Michigan. D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine is filing an antitrust lawsuit against Amazon.com, alleging the company illegally controls online retail prices to stamp out competition. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.